This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind today for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. He joins us next. And what's on your mind for Brian Kroc, the money guy, who will join us at the bottom of the hour today on the program. Quick tally on our text question of the day. Pretty simple question related to the January 6th fiasco. Kangaroo Court is the best name I can come up with. 70 of you have texted in the answer to this question and answered no. Did Trump lunge for the steering wheel? 70 of you say absolutely not. 4 of you say yes. Question of the day, okay? So there you go. And we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Gateway Building. Gateway Building is the first name you should think of when you think, I need more storage. What am I going to do? Where am I going to put all that storage? Where am I going to put all that grain? Where am I going to put all that? I have more crop than I have places to put it, and I like the price now, or I think it's going to go higher. What options? You're giving yourself options.
The trucks are everywhere, too.
Yeah.
So the Gateway trucks all over the place.
The Gateway Building folks are busy. They're extremely busy.
Yep. Number one Brock Benn dealer. I mean,
yeah, you're big.
A few of those going up.
Exactly right. So we thank our fine folks at Gateway Building, and they can help right now. If you think storage, think Gateway Building. They've been doing it, been there, done that a long time. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us on this Wednesday. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am good, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad to have you on the program today. Questions or comments, welcome for Kelly at this telephone number, 800-228-0550. So we'll ask you the question of the day. Did Trump lunge for the steering wheel? Do you think this is an accurate testimony for the January 6th commission?
No, I think it was third-party testimony, and I think, you're obviously hearing some things that are coming out, and I think the people who were there were, my understanding is, I don't know if cooperated the right word, but Secret Service has been in communication with the committee, and it should be a pretty easy thing to answer at some point in time.
Well, then why in the world is she the star witness yesterday when it's so easily unpacked as being third-party, he said, she said?
I think that's my fundamental, criticism of these anyway. Like, say whatever you want about her credibility, and listen, she wasn't in the car. I have no reason to believe she's not telling the truth as to how a conversation was relayed, but none of that evidence, that kind of testimony, would ever actually be allowed in the courtroom. It's third-party witness testimony. You need to hear from the people who were in the car.
Exactly. It's hearsay.
And
it's not hearsay because it's not a court hearing, which has been my whole point to all of this. It's hearsay is a legal term of art.
Right, right.
Why you have rules of evidence. And I actually do this, so whatever. But, it's the whole point. It's a political hearing. It's always been a political hearing. It's always going to be a political hearing. So if they're scoring political points, that's one thing. But this is not a burden and a structure that lends itself to the same way a criminal or a civil courtroom does. And when Democrats pretend that it is, they're just not being honest.
The question I have for you is, why aren't you on that committee making that very point? The leader, Kevin McCarthy, wanted you on that committee, appointed you on that committee, and we have two Republicans who clearly are Trump haters on the committee, and I would consider them to be tokens. Remind folks why you're not on the committee.
Because Speaker Pelosi decided to throw 250 years of House president rules and procedure out the window. And every time Speaker Pelosi uses the word unprecedented, what it really means is galvanizing power in her office. And she kicked off the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. She kicked off the ranking member or the chair of the largest Republican conference. And listen, rules don't change in a murder case from a driving under suspension case. And they shouldn't. When you have tough cases or hard cases, that's when your rules and procedures need to work the absolute best. You don't get to change them on the fly simply to rig the game in your favor. That's, again, another reason why this is not what it is being purported to be, and that's just the truth. And listen, I mean, there's a thousand different ways to look at this, but the big reason is they weren't just kicking off Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. They're silencing entire constituencies. Those people were elected by their members. And if you allow the majority to do that for constituents, for minority constituencies, you break a place that's pretty broken right now even further. You think the Democrats would let me be on a climate crisis committee given my background in the oil and gas industry? No. That's why you let the majority and the minority pick their own members of the committee.
Texter says, Scott, do you think we should ignore all the testimony of Republicans at the January 6th hearings? Please discuss this with Congressman Armstrong. My answer is a lot less important than your answer.
I don't think you should. I mean, people who want to watch it, who want to take it in and want to do it, I mean, that's absolutely. I didn't watch yesterday because I was in Grand Forks giving Ron Ness an award and going to the Air Force Base. But I will at some point in time watch it. I'm the next defense attorney. I have to consume all this stuff. I just want people to weigh it credibly or uncredibly and just recognize that they're purporting to be this neutral arbitrator of fact is simply not how any congressional hearing works, let alone one where an entire conference isn't represented. You don't have
to.
Just don't equate it to a courtroom because it is not.
Isn't that, I mean, that statement alone, Kelly, to me says, since you're not allowed, Jim Jordan's not allowed, the procedure wasn't followed, the process wasn't followed, of how many years you said of precedent of how it's done.
Ignore it.
To me, the whole thing is illegitimate. And to report on it is like it's some sort of legitimate hearing and some sort of legitimate, you know, happening is, it's ludicrous to me. It's since none of it was followed and none of it is set up as it should have been.
Well, and I can tell you that when I'm out and listen, like I said, I was at two events in Grand Forks yesterday. I was just at an event this morning. I'm going to be at two more events this afternoon. People care about $5 gas. They care about 75 basis points on mortgages. They care about supply chain. They care about those things. I mean, there is a certain amount of this that is very driven by the DC media. And these are not the questions I am getting from regular, everyday North Dakota citizens who are trying to figure out why it costs $250 to fill their fridge. $250 more than it did a year ago.
Fascinating. One last question on the January 6th situation. Some of our listeners have said they believe Republicans should fight like Democrats. And one of the examples they would give on a way Republicans could fight smarter is to have a committee that does this the way it's supposed to be done, just sort of a counter committee, if you will, to point out, look, here's how it should be done, and here are the facts. Was that a consideration at any point? Is that a good idea?
So the whole, we do some of these roundtables because you're in the minority. We do them on energy. We do them on supply chains. You always have to run the risk that it looks like the junior varsity table because you don't have the weight and force of the majority, which is how the House is ruled. But no, I think when we take back the majority, there's some real things that have come out of January 6th that we absolutely have to look into. I've been as vocal, I think, as anybody in Congress about why the Capitol Police Intelligence Agency was collecting data on staff members and constituents. That was developed in response to January 6th. That's something that should terrify everybody moving forward. And I think we should do those things. And I think we should do them well. But I also think we should do them the way we do every other congressional hearing. I'm a little different when it came to the special hearing and the special committee. I voted against that, not necessarily for the same reasons everybody else did. I voted against it because the Judiciary Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives is completely capable of doing it. And you know how I know that? Because they did a Mueller investigation into impeachment. We should have congressional hearings be what they are and not trying to pretend that there's something they're not. And that's simply the truth. People are smarter than far too many politicians give them credit for. They're okay with partisanship. I think we did okay during Mueller into impeachment as Republicans on that committee. Have the fight, but have the fight based on the rules you have, not changing all the rules for whatever unique situation gives you a tactical advantage.
And it's not working. 9% of the American people are following this very closely. It's obviously a Chicken Little time when they continue to breathlessly act as though they've got the latest bombshell, and then you peel back the onion and there's nothing there. So you have some good points there. I want to ask you about the EPA being gutted. That's what the Washington media is saying is a possibility from the Supreme Court decision. And your staff tells me, by the way, there will not be decisions today in that or the Remain in Mexico policy. So it sounds like tomorrow is now the big day. They're not going to release these today. So we'll be watching closely.
We might have to do radio on Friday.
Yeah, no kidding. But how big?
Pretty big. Those are two pretty big decisions coming out.
Tell our listeners in 30 seconds why this matters to them.
Because it gives control of regulation back to the state. And the EPA is trying, they're trying to regulate the Clean Power Plan, which never was actually a law. That's why it matters, is because we don't want the federal government regulating how we do things in North Dakota. It's not a choice between no regulation and regulation. It's a choice between EPA regulation and state regulation. And let's just be clear. This has never been enacted by Congress, and what they couldn't get done with the post is trying to do by regulatory fiat. And North Dakotans can do very well at regulating their own industries, and we don't need federal bureaucrats involved. I don't know if that's 30 seconds, but that's as quick as I can do.
No, yeah, and that's well said. It's not gutting the EPA either. It's saying, EPA, go through Congress. I mean, this idea that you can go rogue and do this on your own is crazy. So looking forward to that decision later. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Your call's welcome for him after this.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Always a great deal on a used vehicle, pre-owned vehicle that more often than not, ladies and gentlemen, thing you need to know about this, one owner, you know, the whole deal, they have some great deals. They have a deal of the day every Wednesday. So go in there and say, hey, what's my deal of the day from Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy? Tell me, lay it on me. What is it? I want to know. And trust me on this one thing, it is a deal. Basically, their lowest price, they'll lop another $1,000 off. And many times it's a truck. And those are hard to come by these days, and the values are just soaring, so it's phenomenal. They're in Bismarck. They're in Valley City. And you tell them Scott sent you. We have the Pucklich truck that takes us to the What's on Your Farm, What's on Your Ranch tour. It's so dang fun. We had a blast with that in Mayville, Portland last Friday. Gosh, we had fun. And it was kind of a Ford family, and so they had to admit, I got them to admit as we're driving out the woods there along the Goose River that, hey, this thing's pretty nice. I get why you like it. So they were enamored with the Trail Boss from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Questions or comments, welcome for him. So on this West Virginia versus EPA case that you talked about before the break, you joined the amicus brief on this. Drew Wrigley was active in this. You were talking during the break that North Dakota's really leaned into this. What's your gut on what the Supreme Court's going to do here?
My gut is we're going to get a good decision. It's just going to be how good it is. Regardless of how weird some of the different majority-minority opinions, I think this court is very much interested in rolling back the federal bureaucratic regulatory regime and giving the power back to where it belongs, which is the state.
So, and by joining the amicus brief, what does that mean? Put that in English for me.
So it's just we signed a friend of the court. It's just like when you file a brief, you file briefs. But this was a brief from a North Dakota congressman and other congressmen all over the country saying, listen, the EPA has overstepped. This is why they've overstepped. This is why the states are supposed to be in charge, and we'd appreciate a good ruling in the matter.
Yeah, exactly. Texter wants to know, and we hear this a lot, are you going to fight harder? If you get the majority, will you fight like Democrats fight?
Yes, we're going to fight harder. No, we're not going to fight like Democrats fight. And I'll give you a perfect example. I've had the opportunity to present to the entire Republican conference on how to conduct oversight. I think it's because for 10 years I cross-examined professional witnesses. One of the biggest mistakes Democrats made in their first 2 years in the majority is they hated President Trump so bad, all they cared about was getting Trump and getting his tax returns. And they never actually conducted oversight of, like, the FDA, why we're out of baby formula. And so we have a tremendous opportunity. It's the one thing the House does better than the Senate, and it's the one thing we don't need 60 votes in the Senate to do. So, yeah, we're going to have hearings on the border. We're going to have hearings on fentanyl. We're going to have hearings on the FDA. We're going to have hearings everywhere we can. Hopefully we have a lot of hearings on why the federal government keeps spying on Americans, and we're going to continue to do this. But it frustrates me a little bit, and I understand why people are frustrated. But, again, I'll go back to 2 years serving with Jim Jordan on judiciary. I'll go back to sitting in the Energy and Climate Crisis Committee, and I'll go to the Energy Subcommittee on ENC. We don't get to pick the hearings, but when the Democrats pick the hearings, we do a pretty good job of fighting back. I can't control what the D.C. media covers, but I can tell you there isn't a single Republican that let the Democrats get away with their price gouging gaslighting, and I can tell you there wasn't a single Republican that let them get away with the sham that existed through Trump and all of those things, President Trump and those things. So because the national media doesn't cover it, doesn't mean there's not people doing it. And we continue to do it. We're going to continue to do it. And I, frankly, am hopeful that we do a significantly better job than the Democrats did over the last 3 years.
Another text, same vein, the border. How in the world can this continue to happen? This should be the easiest issue for Republicans to expose as incompetent, almost impeachable offenses for the Biden White House. Can you fight harder on the border and get something that's so obviously to anybody? Set partisanship aside, this is just wrong.
So 51 people dead in a truck yesterday. I mean, this isn't only bad for Americans, it's bad for migrants. And this is something people have to understand. But, yeah, I mean, so this is a perfect example. H.R. 1, when we take the majority back, is going to be a border security bill. If it isn't, we should all get fired for political malpractice. But you don't just have an immigration hearing in the Immigration Subcommittee of Judiciary. You don't just have an oversight hearing in oversight. You have a fentanyl hearing in Energy and Commerce because they actually have jurisdiction over fentanyl. You have a hearing in Ed and Labor about why local school districts are just exorbitating a whole bunch of costs because they have fifth graders that read at a third grade level and don't speak English. You have Homeland Security talk about all the different things that we're diverting from the northern border to the southern border. You have Foreign Affairs talk about the Northern Triangle countries and what Mexico can do to shut down their southern border. And you coordinate this. So you introduce the bill, which probably doesn't get 60 votes in the Senate. But then you continue to have these hearings that the Washington, D.C. media is going to be forced to cover, and you make Democrats go home to their district and answer really uncomfortable questions.
I love that, what you just laid out, Mike.
Pressure on.
Yeah, I love it, but why not do it now?
Because we don't control the hearings, Scott. We can't have the hearings in the minority. The biggest frustration I have is not being able to set any kind of agenda. There is no minority right in the U.S. House of Representatives. What we are doing is, like, we're already interviewing more oversight staff. I know other offices are doing it. I sent a document preservation letter to CDC on why they were seeing if people were going to church during quarantine. We're continuing to gear up to do these things, but we can't do them until we win back the majority. And we should do them well, and we should be held accountable if we don't.
Is the border impeachable?
I think one of the biggest mistakes that the Democrats made is they started talking about impeaching Trump. I think there is absolutely, at the very best, a horrible dereliction of duty. But listen, I'm under the impression that Secretary Mayorkas won't be there when we take the majority back. So I think we need to do a robust, quick investigation and then decide where it goes next.
John and Annetta.
The mistakes you made.
All right. Sorry, John and Annetta, quick question. Go ahead, John. We're short on time here.
Well, I know I always hear about how you're going to fight, but I just want to know, maybe my definition of fight. I want to know if you guys take over the House and the Senate, what are you going to do to stop what's happening in the border? What are you going to do to stop some of the stuff that's going on here? I know we got to have hearings and stuff like that, but I want to know, this stuff has to be stopped. And the Republican Party, if we put you in power, you have to use that power to stop this stuff.
Well, what I would recommend is do these hearings and do all of that. And the one thing we do control is the purse strings. And as you continue to do this, particularly if they refuse to respond to requests and subpoenas, then we pull their funding out of the House Appropriations Bill. That's the one lever we have as appropriators, because all of the agencies in charge of the border are actually executive branch function agencies. And so we have to, this is why being coordinated and organized is so important. Because if you pull their funding, then they have to come to the table and deal with those different issues. And that's the best mechanism the U.S. House of Representatives have.
By the way, what a neat day yesterday when you got a chance to hand the Energy Champion of North Dakota award from the EERC to Ron Ness. So way to go. That was a much-deserved award, and glad you're up there and were the man that handed it to him. So way to go.
Yeah, sometimes my job is really, really fun. Nobody has had more to do with North Dakota's success in energy than Ron, as far as government. You know, anybody's seen him running from an energy hearing to a tax hearing to an appropriations hearing in the legislature since 2012. No, it's not hard to work to just make North Dakota a success.
No kidding.
This
absolutely.
Is about North Dakota being a success.
Every corner of North Dakota, you're exactly right. Thanks, Kelly. Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. The Money Man, Brian Cronk, we come back. What's going on in these markets? Fire your questions. Oh, after Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app, too, on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember, that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Citing Article 6 of the UN Charter, Ukraine's President Zelensky said Tuesday Russia should be expelled from the United Nations. And he called for an international tribunal to investigate the actions of Russian occupiers on Ukrainian soil. Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the state's 173-year-old abortion ban, arguing that statutes passed in the 1980s supersede the ban and is so old that modern generations never consented to it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
There are a series of laws that were passed subsequent to Roe, that provide regulation for lawful abortions in Wisconsin. Those statutes are directly inconsistent with Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban. It can't be both legal and illegal to provide an abortion to protect the health of a mother.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of a day. Could use a little more sunshine, but not too bad. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun here along with K-Fly, Kevin Flynn, Dan the Man, answering your calls at 800-228-0550. Questions for the money man, senior portfolio manager, someone that does that day in and day out at Collins & Cronk Wealth Management, a certified financial planner, but also the senior portfolio manager in the house to answer your questions today, Brian Cronk. So we got a lot to do before we're done on the program today. Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. You want to boost your summer? I would go there today and say, I want a splash pool. I want to surprise my wife, the kids, the whole deal. Let's do a splash pool. And it's like the easy button for a pool in your backyard. It really is. Now, eventually you can build a whole deck around it and you can do all kinds of things and have it integrate, but this summer you're going to have a pool and you'll have it in about a week if you tell them I want it. Same thing with the sauna. Same thing with the hot tub. Does that change your life at all, that hot tub?
Oh, buddy.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're better above the water, below the water, out of the water, relationally. It's just everything's fantastic. It is a wellness product. Same with the sauna. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Vince, my neighbor, will take good care of you. You just tell him Scott sent you. Bismarck, Grand Forks, West Fargo, just into West Fargo. Literally, they are the first business into West Fargo on 13th there. Just to tell them I sent you. Brian Cronk, welcome back, sir. The Money Man. Yeah, let's crank it up, by golly. The Money Man's in the house.
Good morning. It's great to be in the house.
How about that, huh? Now, you're the hands-on kind of guy when it comes to portfolio managers in the institutional sense, meaning the big, big investors, right?
Absolutely. That's something I lobbed on to, you know, several years ago. So we've been managing money on an institutional basis for cities, pensions, individuals, families for over 25 years. And when I say we manage money, we're not just selling an investment product. We actually manage your money for you. So we're making buy and sell decisions daily. And that makes all the difference in a market like this.
What is it ever? You also have a great team at Collins & Cronk. Planning is your forte. Maria and I, our family, have done this. We've benefited from that plan. And, you know, in times like this, when I look at all kinds of red on the board, I don't worry because I know a senior portfolio manager has my back and we have a plan.
Well, that's really the key to all of this stuff. You know, people panic when they don't have a plan. They don't know what's going on. And so I say, and our plan is really twofold. So we tell our clients, stick with the plan, but there's two. We have an investment plan or strategy that tells us, hey, here's the type of things that we're doing. We know ahead of time how we're going to react to every kind of a market environment. So we're not just, you know, making decisions off the fly. And that means that we've got, you know, a strategy to move forward in all of these environments. But also we know how those investments fit into their overall financial plan. So does this market coming down affect their lifestyle at all? Do we need to be more conservative with them because we might have an ongoing bear market? We know those things in advance, so we know exactly what to do for each and every one of our clients.
And I want to talk about some of those decisions right now in this crazy market. Is it fair to call this a crazy market?
It is a definitely crazy market.
I mean, like, what in the world? It's so above my pay grade, and I want people to be able to also ask those questions, too, if you have one. I have one from yesterday. They said, next time you have Brian Cronk on, I want to know. So I've got one of those. But others are welcome by calling us at 701-258-0550, just like you find on the dial on 550K Fire. So nice and easy to remember. 258-0550. You can also text us at 237-1590. 237-1590. Before I get to that question related to that, on the planning side,
yeah,
you know, when we're having that conversation, what gives you the peace of mind, I guess, more than anything, is just to know that there is a plan, number one. But the plan could include, what the heck is going on here? And if anything that touches my money, you and I have discussed, you know what our needs are. That could mean we're just going to take a powder here for a while in this crazy market. I mean, that's part of the plan, right?
Well, absolutely. So we first figure out, you know, what are your goals? What are you trying to do with your money? What do we need to fund? Is this for retirement? What does retirement look like? What kind of vacations are you going to be taking? And so we figure out what that looks like mathematically. It's actually pretty simple, Scott. When you think about it, we're just saying, hey, here's what you have for money or resources or pensions or whatever. This is what's going to pay for those things. And then we just subtract what you're going to spend every year in retirement. And our goal is to see is, hey, do we get to the end of your lifespan and not run out of money? So that's number one. But then we take and we tweak that. We run 10,000 different trials of that plan. Good markets, bad markets, slow economies, fast economies. So we want to know. So I have clients calling up now and say, yeah, but you know, you didn't account for this. What if we have a bear market or a big correction? Well, guess what? That's already in the plan. So when we run all of these trials, we know ahead of time how it's going to perform in different market environments. And that's where that level of confidence comes from.
So here's the question. Next time you're Brian Cronk's on, ask him this question. It had to do with Netflix. And somebody that had just gotten pounded on Netflix.
Yes.
And they're wondering, is it coming back?
Is it coming back? Well, that's a good question, because you look at Netflix stock and you say, the stock has gotten pounded, but what about the company? So there are times where the stock gets disconnected from the overall company. And I have to laugh, because I know just about 3 weeks ago I was at the gym and somebody came up to me and said, oh, isn't this great? Look how cheap Netflix is. And right there I knew that he had basically just cursed it and we were going lower. And sure enough, we did. So is it done yet? I don't know. A lot of these big growth stocks, Netflix being one of them, you know, in a market correction like this, they'll correct 50, 60, 70% from their highs. And so that's why we try to sell those things ahead of time and then come back to them later. And so we don't try to figure out, is Netflix going to come back? Will it go back to new highs? We're more of a, hey, show me. Once you show me that it's starting to move higher, then I'm inclined to see it. So I want to see subscriber growth going back up. I want to see earnings increasing instead of decreasing. I want to see that people can afford Netflix in the middle of a recession, and then we'll be buyers again. But for right now, we're just watching to see what happens.
All right. So if somebody's sitting there, maybe they just got an inheritance, and it's not, you know, ginormous amount of money, but it's low six figures. And is this the time just to keep that really just kind of, for lack of a better term, under the mattress and wait this out? Or is it time? Are there buying opportunities yet?
So 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was saying, hey, just sit on that for a little bit. The market was coming down. We saw better prices ahead, meaning the market going lower, things like that. Now we're finally at that point where for our quality holdings, the companies that I always say, these are companies, I own the company, not just the stock, and I want to be in this long term. So I always say, when they go up, we smile. When they go down, we buy more. They're finally cheap enough where we're buying more. And so I've been telling people, if you have that inheritance or a rollover or cash that you were saying, someday I'm going to put this money to work, now is the time to get it to us. You know, too many of our investors out there will wait. They're waiting for the market to turn and go back up. Well, guess what? We're way ahead of that. I want to put that money to work before that happens. That's the old Wayne Gretzky thing. You know, people would say to Wayne Gretzky, how are you always right where the action is? He says, you have to skate to where the puck is going to be. And so we've been saying, now's the time to back up the truck on your 401k, send us your cash. We want to get that now because we're already starting to put some of that money to work.
So what is going on? What is happening? Why are we where we are?
Right. So we're in a correction. Everybody knows that, unless they've been, you know, having their head in the sand, which, you know, probably hasn't been a bad idea lately. But realistically, if you look, you know, this is just a normal market cycle. You see a correction come every so often. Usually they're what we call an intermediate correction, 5, 10, 15%. And then on a longer term basis, say 3 to 5 years, you get one of these bigger, you know, bear market, deeper corrections. And that's what this one is. We're seeing a pretty big sell-off here. And on a correction like this, when you say, well, where are we at? Usually when you get one of these big, deep corrections, we get three legs down. So it's not all the time that way, but that's what I've been watching for. So we had the first leg started in January. We got the start of a correction. And a lot of people didn't really even pay attention to that because we had, you know, our small sell-offs in September and again in November. So the January one wasn't a big deal. The market came back just a little bit. Then we got a second wave down, you know, starting kind of in that March-April time frame, and then we saw just a little blip up, and now this third leg down has been really sharp. It's scared a lot of people. It's shaken loose a lot of the people who just could not handle being in the market anymore, and that's what I was waiting for, the final leg down and that big capitulation that says, hey, this is what we're at toward the end, and that's where we're getting those prices, Scott, where I say, hey, I just can't resist going in here and buying some of those core holdings, those companies we want to be a part of, because the prices are just so darn cheap. It's the kind of cheap that you're going to look back in 10 years, 20 years, 5 years even, and say, man, I wish I'd have been buying down there.
Interesting times in which we live, and they provide opportunities, so it's fascinating to hear you say that. Questions or comment available here by text to 701-237-1590. Here's one. Is there a minimum dollar amount that Collins & Kronk requires for new customers?
Typically, there is. So when we're bringing on new clients, as you've just from hearing me talk with Scott over the years and so forth, that, yeah, we generally deal with people who are in that $500,000 and up range. $250,000 is our actual minimum. So if you've got $250,000 in various accounts laying around all together, it comes to that, you certainly can talk to us. We'd love to be able to take on smaller clients. And once in a great while, we will, if they're a relative of one of our good clients or something like that. But the problem that arises is because we're so specialized, we can't build you a stock portfolio if you don't have adequate enough assets to get in there or to do the complex planning that we do. So usually around $250,000 is our hard minimum.
And that $250,000 is made up by maybe a 401k, an IRA, you know, whatever.
Correct.
Whatever right now is trying to build your wealth.
It could be one big chunk or several little chunks that adds up into that.
Got it. Yep, makes sense. And that's an occasion where you encourage people to just call and have that conversation, right?
Absolutely. You can give us a call, and we'll discuss each situation. We have people out there who didn't meet our minimum because, you know, their wealth is tied up in a large business, and so they'd rather just pay us a fee for services. And so there's a case like that where we'll do some of that, too. And then we've also had occasions where we just explain to people, look, we could probably help you right now, but it's not the best use of your money. And so we'll just advise them of what to do in their situation.
What's Brian's opinion on companies like BlackRock are using our money from our 401k to invest in companies based on ESG standards rather than profits? This is happening right now.
Wow, I almost think you set me up for that, Scott. I love that question. Cannot stand BlackRock because of that. We don't do business with those kinds of companies. I was recently at a convention, and a lot of these asset management companies are there to try to, you know, get our attention and things like that. And I went right up to the BlackRock booth, and I explained that to them, that they are proactive. They are out there voting our shares, my investors' shares, not theirs, to do their own personal liberal agenda. And we don't stand for that. So we don't do business with companies like that. And we try to avoid that wherever we can. And I'm very outspoken against that. So I do tell the companies, I tell, you know, any of their representatives when they call on us, that that is why we don't do business with them. I think it is wrong. There are some actions in Congress right now that are going to go out there and say, hey, you can't do this anymore, these companies. You have to let the individual, you know, investors vote their shares and vote their conscience. And I think that would be very helpful. A lot of the problems we're seeing with higher oil prices right now come from this liberal agenda that some of these companies are putting forward. So I would say when you're talking to Kelly Armstrong or call your other congressman and let them know that this is important to you. You want your vote to count, not BlackRock.
Brian Clark from Collins & Kronk will continue the conversation on the other side of the break. The Money Man today answering the questions you have. Others welcome at 701-258-0550 or text us 237-1590 on What's on Your Mind today. One more segment to go.
Reveille, wake up, stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pastureland in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GMC rewards these for a lifetime. All those new Buicks and GMCs, but also many of those used vehicles. For example, a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee, four-wheel drive, limited V6, was $48,600, now $46,999. A Dodge Journey, a Dodge Grand Caravan, a Chevy Equinox. There's plenty of Buicks and GMCs, too. Check them out, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Tally right now is 73 answers no to the question, did Trump lunge for the steering wheel? 4 yes. And the last chance to answer that question and be eligible. Both, all of the yes voters are going to go into a bucket. All the no voters are going to go in the bucket and pull out a prize winner for both pair of my slippers. That comes from my friend Mike Lindell at My Pillow, where the slippers right now are you ready? $90 off. Yes. And also, at MyPillow, the Let Freedom Ring sale is on, so up to 66% off of everything. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. A couple more minutes left with Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc. Questions or comments, welcome. They're coming in here. Question I want to ask you is, it was pretty obvious that you guys were proactive. Your team was proactive, and you saw this coming. I don't know exactly how you saw it coming, but you did. That's a stated fact at this point. What are you doing now? I mean, are we really sure that there's not some holy cow moment coming? I mean, a lot of people believe that. They say it's going to get worse before it gets better. Do you?
Well, economically, I think it certainly could get worse before it gets better. But, yeah, where are we going now? That's the key. So if we were getting defensive 6 months or a year ago, now what? So literally, we're actually starting to look at taking off the money of some of our more defensive stocks. Why would we do that? Because we see some of our really high-quality growth companies that are way down in price and looking a lot more attractive. I'd much rather buy a company that grows at 20, 30, 40% a year that I can get cheap rather than, you know, just sitting in a safe company that's only growing at, you know, 5 or 8% a year.
Is that offense or defense?
So yeah, we're talking about really going back on offense a little bit. So that's a great way to put it, Scott. So starting to get ready to take the defense off the field, coming back on offense. But, you know, where are we going here economically? I do think things are going to get worse economically. There's a recession ahead. So we're very careful to look at what are these things that are going to do well in spite of a recession. You know, people may give up certain things, but they're going to keep other things that they continue to spend money on. And I want to make sure I'm in companies that are growing and they're companies that people will continue to, you know, spend money on in a recession.
Are you looking for a bottom? I mean, in other words, are there enough signals to say this is the bottom yet or not yet?
I don't think the bottom is in on the stock market yet, but I think it's getting really, really close. There's not much lower some of these things can go without getting to the prices that are so cheap they start to bring in money, and you're seeing that now. But we haven't finished this third leg down yet, so I'm not aggressively buying or going back in yet. But it's one of those things where we're starting to do that. That's why I say people should get their money to us now so we can start to take advantage of some of that stuff. But the other thing we have to realize is even once we hit a bottom, corrections also need time. So it might take a while for us to move back toward upward territory, or we might get into what they call a prolonged bear market. And if that's the case, we're talking about a sideways market that could go for several years. That doesn't trouble me from making money for my clients. We made a lot of money, and, you know, the market went sideways after the year 2008, 2009 for, you know, quite a while, and we still made a lot of money for our clients, but it requires a different strategy. It requires looking at those companies that can make money in that type of an environment.
That makes a lot of sense, and, you know, the comfort of knowing you've got a plan in this.
Well, that's the key. Do you have the time to be in the market that way? Does your plan allow for you to be in those types of stocks? And no matter what we're doing, does that type of a portfolio provide an adequate income for you? So all of those pieces have to fit together, or it's just not worth pursuing in that manner.
So really, I should look at everything being on sale right now. This is a stock market sale, but that doesn't mean you go all in. You've got to have a plan.
Absolutely. You know, if we run into Costco, there's some great deals on a whole lot of stuff. I don't want to buy everything I see that happens to be on sale. I want to buy those things that I'm going to be able to use in the portfolio over the next year or 2 years. So we're always looking out, you know, what are we going to be seeing a year from now? So I'm less concerned about trying to pick the exact stock market bottom. I'm more looking at what are the kinds of companies that I can benefit from owning for our clients over the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah. So final bit of advice here. What do you recommend for listeners right now? What can you, as an institutional portfolio manager, versus what I can do?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So you've heard a lot of, you know, me talking about what we're doing inside the portfolios that we manage. And I always say, you know, so don't try this at home kind of thing. You know, these are specialized skateboard tricks, if you will. But what the individual investor could do, well, first of all, stick with the plan. This is not a time to start panic or anything like that. If you don't have a plan, you need to get one. And I mean a twofold plan. You need an investment strategy so you're not caught off guard when the market does things like this. And so call our office. We can talk to you about that. And then you also need a financial goal plan that can get you where you need to go, because it doesn't matter if you have the best portfolio in the world, but yet you haven't put adequate money away, or you have unrealistic expectations about when you can retire or when you can purchase certain items. Guess what? You're going to still have a failure. So you need both an investment plan and a financial goal plan. And so I'd say stick with the plan if you have one. If you don't, let's get one put together for you. And then the third thing is, now is the time to start looking at putting that money to work. We're at these prices now where we can start picking at some of this stuff.
I'll add one. You got to have a professional. This is not for the faint of heart.
Oh, thank you for that.
You really do. And Brian is one. He is for Maria and I, and he should be for you as well. His partner, Jeff, their whole team there at Collins and Kroc, they're like family to us, and I'm telling you, It is so comforting to know you got a professional on that front in these uncharted waters now. It's just unbelievable. Telephone number to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. We're at 701-235-0119.
Very easy to search you online, too. Collins and Kronk?
CollinsandKronk.com, or you can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, all those normal places.
Collins with a C, Kronk with a K, CollinsandKronk.com. Thank you, Brian.
Hey,
remember, PetroServe USA, you buy two fresh-baked cookies today, you get one free. And guess what? That's home cooking. Just like those home-cooked specials today for lunch. Oh, you're going to love it. PetroServe US.
Generous, generous Jerry. Booming, booming, booming. Ebola for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks, open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.